Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Well, my guest, he's been a guest previously, is Pastor Kenan Bridges. And Kenan told me about a new book, but more important than a new book is the subject. Why is this subject so important, so critical right now? Because the United States of America is at a crossroads. And it appears that unless God does something, the society, the greatest society the world has ever known, is about to kind of crack. And if that occurs, is it going to happen to you? Is it going to happen to me? Well, that's why I love Kenan's new book, Supernatural Favor. Because whether the U.S. goes south, so to speak, or whether it stays in prosperity, I have walked not in the favor of God, and I have walked in the favor of God. Favor is a whole lot better. Kenan, what would you say was the beginning of this supernatural favor that you teach?
Well, the beginning for me happened many, many years ago. And God introduced me to this message of favor. I was actually a young person. And when I got saved, Sid, and rededicated my life to the Lord and filled with the Holy Spirit, and I share my testimony often how God actually spoke to me with an audible voice, called me into the ministry, there was only one problem. I was doing horrible academically. I was told that I would not be able to graduate high school. In fact, they said that I had an attention deficit. I couldn't comprehend. I couldn't sit still. And I was really just kind of frustrated. I figured that, hey, if God's called me into ministry, it may be well if I can at least graduate from high school. That might help a little. And
so how did you prove the doctors wrong? The school people wrong. Even the doctors told you. What did they tell your mother?
Well, even when I was young, they told my mother, you know, I wouldn't be able to pass the second grade. And I had a lot of behavioral problems in school. I fought all the time. I actually spent more in middle school. I spent more time in in-school suspension and suspension than I did in the classroom. And it was the...
Yeah, you know, the Bible talks about being a new creation. I know you. I've interviewed you previously. The person you're describing to me, I can't comprehend being you. It's a different person you're talking about, Kenan.
Well, to Yeshua be all the glory, because it was him that turned things around. And what happened to me, you know, I came up under the days of Kenneth Hagin and people like that, John Osteen, Marilyn Hickey. And one of the things that God began to do in my life was he taught me about meditating in his word. In fact, the first scripture I memorized was Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. And it says that blessed is the man, or in other words, in the Hebrew, it means favored, empowered to prosper is the man, who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, that's the advice of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, the Torah of God. And in his law or Torah does he meditate day and night, and he will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and he will bring forth fruit in his season, and whatever he does shall prosper. And that's what began to happen. I began to meditate in the word, in the scriptures, day and night. I would wake up in the morning, read the Bible, and pray. During my time at school, between classes, I would read the Bible and pray. And I didn't just read the Bible, but I meditate in the Hebrew sense of the word, which is the word haggah, That means to moan, to speak, to mutter. So I would literally carry my Bible and read it out loud all throughout my house. I turned my television off. You know, my father had to put me on punishment, but it wasn't from girls or parties or television. He told me I read my Bible too much.
Now that is a good problem.
But, you know, I did it not to be religious, but I did it out of desperation. And something happened to me, Sid, that changed my life. God began to impart to me supernatural revelation and understanding. I call it supernatural or divine intelligence. And all of a sudden, I could understand my classwork. I could understand math, geography, history. The Holy Spirit started to bring things back to my remembrance. And I went from a GPA that was so low that I could not be admitted to any college to, in 1 year, actually, a supernatural turnaround in my grades, and I was accepted to college, ended up getting a scholarship, and did better in college than I did my entire history in grade school.
I don't know how people make it. I made it, but I don't know how people make it that don't know the Lord, that they have a decided disadvantage. They're not operating with the life of God within them. Now, you also told me just before we went on the air that you used to sing a song at church, Father Abraham. Do you remember the words of that song? Sing it if you remember it.
Yeah, it says, Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord.
What did the song mean to you back then, and how is it different today?
Well, back then, again, you know, I grew up in church, and it was something we just had to do. But I had questions about it. I said, who is this Abraham guy? And what does he have to do with me? I don't know anybody named Abraham. And I'm sure if he's in the Bible, he's probably dead by now. And how can I be his son? Only father I knew was James C. Bridges. I didn't know about any Father Abraham. And so, but I had questions in my heart, and I thank God, because even sometimes when we're young, he'll see things in our heart to really spark our curiosity. And what I realized over the years is what I was doing, I was literally blessing myself. I was speaking a blessing, an ancient biblical blessing over myself that would really bless me then and now. And in Galatians 3, it talks about the blessing of Abraham. Abraham is the father of our faith. He's the father of the Jewish people. And that blessing has come upon the Gentiles, those who are not Jewish, through Jesus, through Yeshua. And as we place our faith in him, we get to enjoy the benefits of the blessing that was on Abraham's life. Abraham lived to be 175 years old, plus, some scholars believe. And so I was literally tapping into an ancient Hebraic blessing and didn't even know it.
And the thing that I find is key is it's not a passive thing. The degree of blessing is based on the degree of knowledge that you have of the word and having faith and action in that knowledge. In other words, people think, well, if God wants to bless me, he'll bless me. But it doesn't really work that way, does it, Kenan?
No. In fact, Hosea 4:6 says that my people are destroyed or they perish for lack of knowledge. Now, that word knowledge is an interesting Hebrew word. It's not just talking about information, but what it's talking about is understanding and comprehension. For example, everybody knows that they have a heart in their chest, or they should know by now if they're an adult. But everybody doesn't know what it takes to have a healthy heart, to have healthy blood flow and so forth. That comes from understanding or applied knowledge. And what happens is there are so many people in the body of Yeshua, there's so many people in the world today who they love God, they have a relationship with God, but they are ignorant of many of the blessings and benefits that he has extended to them in Yeshua, particularly the blessing of favor.
Now let me ask you this question. I have your brand new book, It's called supernatural favor, living in God's abundance. Why did you write this book?
Well, do you have some tissue on hand? Because it may make you cry. So you may need to get a box of tissue for this one. But no, seriously, I wrote the book because I was one of those people I just mentioned. I was in God, in the Lord, and had experienced the favor of God, you know, in many areas of my life, you know, before. But I hit a wall in my Christian experience. I was frustrated. I was suffering from lack. I was suffering from disappointment in God. I thought that God wasn't fair. I thought that he loved other believers more than he loved me, because they would get up and testify about how he would bless them, and I couldn't even pay my bills. I couldn't even, you know, a quick testimony, when I got married as a young person, you know, my wife and I, we traveled from our honeymoon, and we were so excited. We still had that honeymoon shine on our face, and we had been eating real good in Orlando. And when we drove back to Tampa, I heard some devastating news. I found out that I lost my job. Now, the problem was, we had just moved into a house. We had just bought a brand new car. We were living the young married life. And we were believers at the time, of course. I wasn't in ministry around this time. We had just joined a little small church. And that was a problem, because now we had bills mounting. My wife was not working. I was not working. And I didn't know what to do. Well, things went from bad to worse. Actually, we lost our house. We lost the car. And we moved into, well, there was a young man in our church who owned an apartment complex. Wasn't in the best neighborhood. And he offered to let us stay there. And we moved in with him. Or moved into his company.
It's amazing you even stayed married under those circumstances. But we're out of time. And I want to, you can tell, he is a God-ordained teacher. And he is not teaching theory. He's teaching what works in his life and works in members of his congregation's life. The brand new book, Supernatural Favor, and three CDs in which he declares favor declarations over you and prays for this impartation. You can't impart what you don't have yourself, for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.